Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Church.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it, Neil?
Yes, it was good.
Such a nice service. And how have you got on with setting the party up?
Pretty good. Chelsea and Brad gave me a hand.
Oh, did they?
And don't worry, we followed all your instructions, canopy, plates and everything. See, I got the list here and ticked it off.
Oh, yeah. Didn't mean you to put quite so many crisps and peanuts out.
Oh, I'm sure the children will appreciate them.
That's what I thought.
Well, the adults won't know.
I will. I like crisps.
So do I.
Yes, but what will the Aldridges think?
I don't suppose they'll notice.
Oh, well, suppose it's too late to put them back now. Maybe if I put some extra canapes out, no one will notice.
Don't worry. Brad and Chelsea have started on them already.
Yeah, so I see.
There won't be so many left by the time the party starts.
Yeah, well, that won't be for a while yet. Why don't you take Brad and Chelsea for a walk?
A walk? On Christmas Day? And miss all the fun?
Yeah, get rid of some of their excess energy.
Yeah, calm them down a bit. Bring them back when the guests arrive.
No, we don't want to miss the start of the party.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. I'd tell you when to come back.
They wouldn't want to risk it. They're looking forward to playing with the other children.
Oh, well, Chris and Alice did say they'd organise some games for the kids.
There you are, then. They're going to need all their energy. Are the Aldridges bringing, what's his name, Rudy?
Rory.
Or have they dumped him with the nanny?
No, he's coming.
He hasn't got a nanny. He's at boarding school.
Poor little mite. Still, I suppose it's understandable in the circumstances.
What circumstances?
Him being Brian's love child.
Tracy, you're not going to say that.
Of course not. What do you take me for?
Well, that's something, I suppose.
I'm looking forward to having a good old chinwag with Jennifer, though.
Are you? What about?
All sorts of things. I think we've got a lot in common.
Like what?
Neither of us seem to be very good judges of men.
That's right, Henry. Push it fast and then the wheels go round.
He really likes it, doesn't he?
He does. I shall have to take him to Hollerton Junction to see a real train.
Seems to be his favourite so far.
He's got so many to choose from. You and Mum have spoilt him.
Well, we never forget how lucky we are is here. That both of you are.
Let's not think about anything that's going to spoil our Christmas.
Yeah. Bit different from last year.
Yeah.
You and I barely speaking to each other.
Oh, I remember. Seems so silly now, doesn't it?
Well, it did to me the moment I saw Henry. When I thought I might lose both of you.
No, Dad, we weren't going to talk about that. We've agreed. We're very lucky.
We certainly are. When I think of poor Elizabeth.
Oh, and the twins.
It'll be a tough Christmas for them.
Next Monday will be worse.
Yeah. And we'll be celebrating Henry's first birthday.
I know.
What are you two looking so thoughtful about?
Well, just thinking how much we have to be thankful for.
Yes. Tom and Brenda should be here soon.
Are they bringing Mike and Vicky?
No, they're coming separately.
Oh, yes. Tom and Brenda will be staying for lunch.
And then they're going on to Susan's do.
Kathy's just texted to say she's on her way. So if you two can give me a hand with the drinks and nibbles, we can get this party started.
Tracy's been talking to Jennifer and Brian for a long time.
Yeah. They look quite hypnotised.
That's what's worrying me. I think we should go and break it up.
What, both of us?
Well, it might take two. You know what Tracy's like once she gets the bit between her teeth.
Yeah. I could top up their glasses.
Yeah, and I'll offer them some more canapes.
Well, you sure you got enough left to start taking seconds round?
Oh, yeah, of course, I made loads. And it's not as if Brad and Chelsea have been eating any.
No, they haven't. But Rory has.
So, really, I think that was the worst thing he ever did to me.
Well, it certainly gave you a lot to choose from. Makes me feel quite saintly.
Oh, you've obviously had a lot to put up with.
Well, you know what it's like, don't you?
Do I?
Well, you being married 3 times. Talk about a glutton for punishment.
Well, it's twice, actually.
Oh, yes, sorry. I'll get confused with you having 4 children.
5.
Oh, well, yes, counting Rory.
Which we do.
Oh, I think that's great. I mean, with you not being his birth mother.
Rory couldn't wish for a better mother.
Oh, thank you, darling. I do completely think of him as my own.
Pretty wonderful wife, too. You're a lucky man.
I know. I'm afraid we're being rather neglectful parents now, darling.
Why? What's Rory doing?
He's on his second plate of canapés.
He's packing them away, isn't he? I'm surprised he likes them.
Yeah, he takes after me, I'm afraid.
Greedy.
Oh, sophisticated tastes. Your children don't seem to have eaten any.
No, they found my secret stash.
Of what?
Crisps and peanuts. Susan made me hide them, but I knew they'd find them.
Why ever did she do that?
I think she thought they lowered the tone.
Good grief.
I hope they're not eating too many. They'll have no appetite left for their Christmas dinner.
Neither will Rory at this rate. Darling, I really think you should have a word.
Can I give anyone a top-up?
Oh, go on then.
Oh, Neil didn't mean you, Tracy.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I wouldn't say no.
Huh. There you go, Brian.
Cheers.
Sorry I can't offer you more canapés to go with it, but we seem to have temporarily run out.
Just shows you. People will eat anything at Christmas.
They were delicious. You must give me a few of the recipes, Susan.
Oh, thanks, I will.
Anyway, Emma's bringing some more out.
Yeah, so you shouldn't have to wait too long.
Oh, don't apologise to us. Our son seems to eat most of them. Jenny's going to have a word with him.
Oh, no, there's no need. I'm pleased he likes them. I knew some of the children would.
I expect he's eating because he's bored. Not much for the children to do, is there?
No, you're right, Tracy. Why don't you take them all upstairs and find them a nice DVD to watch?
They look cheerful enough, chatting away to Dad and Vicky.
I think it's more Vicky chatting away to them, isn't it?
Yeah, probably boring them with all the arrangements for the show on Wednesday.
There we are.
Kathy seems to be keeping quite a close eye on Mum.
She's just hoping Mum will notice her glass needs topping up.
It's no use, Helen. Tom is determined you're going to have a great Christmas.
We certainly are.
Despite the elephant in the room.
Ah, that elephant's long packed his trunk and said goodbye to our circus.
You could be right. Dad seems to feel the same way.
Does he?
I'm glad to hear it.
Yep. He said he didn't want anything to spoil Henry's first Christmas.
Absolutely. Certainly not this son of Sharon's.
It's John's son, too.
So she says.
I know, but I'd quite like to think John had a son.
Would you?
Oh, a little bit of him carrying on.
Well, Dad's right. You should be thinking about the little bit of you that's carrying on.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to Henry's first birthday party.
Me too.
Yeah. Who else have you invited?
Oh, many people from Mum and Toddlers. My friend Sarah, of course.
Oh, good. I'd like to meet her.
Yeah. Kirsty, Ian, Adam, if he can get away from Lamming.
I wouldn't bank on it.
It's a shame Nick and the children can't come, but of course she'll be on her honeymoon.
Oh, yes. This time next week, there'll be Mr. and Mrs. Grundy.
Roy says Will's really nervous. Keeps wanting him to run through all the arrangements.
Well, he doesn't need to worry about our side of things. We've got the hairdresser coming round on Wednesday to do a trial run for me, Nick and Mia.
Very efficient.
Yeah. Mia is so excited that she's going to have her hair done in a proper grown-up way.
Oh, I wouldn't be. Fancy having to go through all that twice.
Well, we want to get it right. She's going to do our makeup too.
Rather you than me.
Oh, come on. You'll love it when it's your turn.
Yeah, we'll see. Ooh, I think Dad and Vicky will be off to Susan's. I'd better go and say goodbye.
OK. Yeah, the famous drinks and canapés party. Alice says she and Chris are dreading it, rather.
I'm sure they'll be the life and soul of the party.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble. They have to be. Otherwise the conversation never gets going.
So, the Boxing Day meet tomorrow, then. You going down to see them set off, Neil?
Ah, I might.
I wish I could go, but of course I'll be busy with the shoot.
Yeah. You all set for that, Brian?
Oh, yes, yeah, I'll be fine. It's next Monday's I'm worried about, with Will and his honeymoon.
Oh, yes, of course.
Pete'll be in charge. He seems a good man.
Well, I'm sure Will wouldn't leave you in the lurch.
I'm in a dilemma about that day, too.
Oh, are you? Why?
Well, I'm supposed to be taking Rory to the pantomime with Elizabeth and the twins and Jill.
You should never agree to it in the first place.
Well, it seemed like a nice thing for Elizabeth to do. Take her mind off the... Well, you know.
Oh, yeah. The anniversary.
And I don't want to disappoint Rory.
Darling, you'll have your hands full catering for the shoot. You'll be shattered by the evening.
Well, can't someone else take Rory?
Adam will be in the middle of Lamming, and
The student comes on Monday.
You could ask Debbie.
Oh, is she coming home?
Yes, yes, for New Year's Eve. I'm so looking forward to seeing her.
It'd be nice for her to spend some time with Rory.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. There you are. Oh. What's the matter?
Rory's been sick.
Oh no, where is he?
In the bathroom. Managed to get there just in time. Well, we must go to him. Come on, Brian.
You see, I told you to tell him to stop eating those canapes.
Oh, dear. Do you think I should go and help?
No. Is there a son? Let her find the disinfectant, the rubber gloves herself.
Tracy, she's a guest.
Well, I should give it a minute or two, love.
It's all her fault, letting him eat messed up grown-up food instead of proper kids stuff.
There's nothing wrong with my canapes.
I didn't say there was. For adults. If you'd let me leave more of those crisps and peanuts out.
Then Chelsea and Brad would have been sick too.
Poor lad starving. When I opened one of the selection boxes for him, he wolfed it down.
You gave Rory chocolate.
Chelsea and Brad and George were having theirs. I didn't want him to feel left out.
Chocolate on top of all those canapes.
And he obviously didn't get enough to eat at that posh school of his.
Careful, Henry. Mind the settee. Oh,
that's right. Turn the corner.
Gently does it. That's a good boy. He can certainly get round in that little walker. I think he's making for the door now.
He is simply walking by himself.
Yeah, of course he will. He's so advanced for his age.
Oh, and that's a totally unbiased judgment.
Naturally. Come on, Helen. Back me up.
He sat up really early. They were so impressed at the clinic.
And he got his first tooth before most babies do.
And he rolled. I remember, that was so funny.
All right. He's a wonder child.
He is to us, aren't you, sweetheart?
Just think, Mum, this time last year you didn't even have a grandson.
No. No, I didn't. And now? I'm sorry.
Oh, Pat. Pat, love.
What did I say? I didn't mean to upset her. I know she nearly lost both of us, but we're here now.
Yes, you are. But she wasn't thinking about Henry, was she, Dad?
Well...
She was thinking about Rich.
Rich? I don't understand.
Brenda, love, could you do me a favour?
Of course I can.
Could you just go and make sure that Pat's all right?
Yeah, don't worry. I'll look after her.
Rich? I thought that was all over.
Clearly it's not.
Expect Mum to forget him, but today when we're all so happy, why...
Well, something's happened, hasn't it? Something you haven't told us.
Yes. Yes, it has.
What?
Well, come on, Dad, you've got to tell us now.
All right. Your mother and I... Well, we've seen him. We've seen Rich.
There. Do you think that'll do?
If you brush him any more, his coat'll be so shiny he'll dazzle all the other riders.
You really think so?
Yep. I think he'll be the smartest pony there.
Do you like his new blanket? Mum gave it to me for Christmas. It's perfect.
I know. She asked my advice about it.
She and Lily are coming down to see us ride off.
I should hope they are.
Daddy loved Boxing Day meets, didn't he?
He did. We had really good days out.
I'm glad. And last year he was in the pantomime. So funny.
Yes, he was.
Yes. We had a really good Christmas last year.
It's good you've got such happy memories.
I wish we could be riding together today.
So do I, Freddy. We'll just have to do it for him, won't we?
Hi, Tom.
Oh, morning, Helen.
Didn't think you'd be here today.
The pigs still need feeding, whatever else is going on.
Thought Jazza didn't mind doing the Christmas shift since he considers it such a Sassenach feast.
Well, that's what he says. But it never seems to stop him celebrating it.
No.
Plus, according to him, he needs all the time he can get to put the finishing touches to the song he's singing on the show on Wednesday.
Oh, the show! I'd forgotten about that.
It's hardly top of our list of priorities at the moment, is it?
No.
Anyway, I was about to have something to do. I hoped it would take my mind off it.
Has it?
No.
I'm the same. Just had to get out the house. I can't trust myself around Mum and Dad at the moment.
I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to trust them again. And how are they this morning?
Mum's still in her room.
You didn't see her at breakfast?
Nope. Dad wanted to tell me how she was, but I wasn't in the mood.
No.
I asked him if he'd mind Henry for a bit so I could get some fresh air.
Phew. Should think that's the least he could do.
What were we supposed to be doing today? I can't even remember.
Ah, Brenda and I are going round to Roy and Haley's for tea. I'm sure you could come round if you wanted.
Haven't you had enough of me and Henry?
Well, of course we haven't.
Tom, it was really nice of you to invite us back with you yesterday afternoon.
Well, I didn't see why Mum and Dad should totally wreck Henry's Christmas.
I just couldn't have stayed there, not after that awful row.
Talking about their other grandson. I don't know how they have the nerve to even mention that Rich in the same breath as our Henry.
Oh, Tom.
He's the grandson they should be concentrating on.
I know, but I can't even think about it.
Oh, Helen.
It's bad enough trying to take in what they did.
I know.
Just feel betrayed.
Because we have been. I mean, why even bother asking us whether they should contact Sharon if they were going to do it anyway?
I don't know. We told them we thought it was a bad idea.
And then they go behind our backs like that. They just didn't care.
Certainly what it feels like.
And the worst thing is, they still don't get it.
No, I don't think they do.
Even with all we said to them yesterday, they still don't get it.
I know. They seem surprised we were upset.
Unbelievable. What they did, what they're doing, it has so many implications for you and me and Henry.
All of us.
And yet they're acting as though this is a private matter between them and this Rich.
I know.
Don't we count anymore? Are we suddenly outside our own family?
It's certainly what it feels like. Oh, it was awful yesterday. I was shouting to Mum and Dad through a soundproof window and they just couldn't hear me.
It's like they've temporarily gone mad. We've got to make them see sense, Helen.
I wish I thought it was temporary.
It has to be. We've got to make them understand how we feel about this before they do something even crazier.
I don't think Dad wants us talking to Mum.
Well, we'll just have to talk to him then. As soon as possible.
Can you see him yet, Mummy?
I don't think so. There's such a crowd.
And they all look the same. He should have worn something different.
I don't think that would have gone down very well. Oh, no, look, here they are!
And Aunt Shula. She will look after him, won't she?
And Oliver will too. You really don't need to worry. Freddy's a very good rider.
I know, but he's such an idiot.
Hello! We've been looking for you everywhere.
You can't have looked very hard. We've been here ages.
It is a crush, isn't it?
You both look splendid, I must say.
What do you think, Lily?
I've seen you look worse.
I think that's a compliment coming from a sister, Freddy.
It certainly is from Lily.
Is anybody else here from Pony Club?
Oh, yes. Should we go find them? Is that all right?
Of course it is.
Yeah, I'll find you when it starts.
Thank you. Come on, Casper. Come on then, Lily. Do try and keep up.
And you try to remember I'm not on horse.
Good advice, Lily. Hang on a minute, Elizabeth. I'll dismount so I can talk to you properly.
Thanks.
Steady there. Well, I hope you're pleased with your son's turnout.
I am. He looks so like Nigel.
He does. Don't worry, Elizabeth. I'll look after him.
Thank you. Freddie's being able to take part in this hunt has meant so much to him.
And to me too.
Oh, I've been dreading Christmas.
Oh, yes, I know.
The children too. Though, of course, they haven't said anything.
It's only natural.
Well, things haven't been too bad. And a lot of that's down to you, of course.
Oh, no.
Yes, we had a lovely time at the stables yesterday.
Oh, I'm glad. And I was so pleased you brought the children on to Kenton's party at the ball.
I didn't want Freddie and Lily to miss seeing Josh or Ben. Or Kenton.
He was so happy you came. Mum was too.
Well, he made it easy for us. David and I were able to steer clear of each other without it spoiling anything.
Oh, Elizabeth, it is Christmas.
And it will be the anniversary of Nigel's death next Monday. I came as far as I could, Sheila.
Yes, yes.
That was a brilliant present Alistair got you. Tickets to the Olympics. How good is that?
Oh, yes. Yes, Daniel's thrilled. Alistair was lucky in the lottery.
I'm very impressed he managed to keep it to himself since then. I'd have told you straight away. He must be good at keeping secrets.
I've just put Henry down for his nap, Helen.
Thank you.
I thought I'd take your mum some coffee.
Can that wait a minute, please, Dad? We'd like to talk to you.
Didn't we all say quite enough yesterday?
No, I don't think we did.
We didn't feel as if you were listening to us.
We tried.
It didn't seem like that.
I suppose we were just overwhelmed by how badly you reacted.
must have known we'd be angry.
Oh, yes. But that seemed to be all you were.
How else did you expect us to feel? You pretended to consult us and then ignored what we said.
No, it wasn't like that.
Well, that's how it seemed.
Things are going on that are of great concern to the family and you don't want us to be part of it.
Oh, and your feelings are the most important thing about all this?
We didn't say that.
We'd just like some evidence that they're being taken into consideration at all.
Your feelings? I don't know how you can be so selfish.
Us selfish? We're not the ones who are putting what we want above everything else.
But what about your mother? Have you stopped for one moment to consider what all this is doing to her?
Of course we're thinking about Mum.
She doesn't seem to be thinking much about us.
Oh, grow up, Tom. The world doesn't revolve around you.
Oh, no, you're making that very clear.
Do you care at all what Mum's going through?
Of course we do.
Really? Because as far as I can see, neither of you have made the slightest effort to see things from her point of view.
Look, we know she's upset, but if she'd listened to us in the
first... Upset? She's upstairs now, sobbing her heart out.
For Rich? For this so-called grandson that she's seen for, what, 10 minutes?
No. For John.
We lost him too.
Oh, but we haven't, don't you see?
No, I don't.
We left something behind when we thought we'd lost everything about him forever.
And that's more important than us and Henry.
We don't matter anymore.
Yeah, well, of course you do. But you're here, both of you, here. Henry, here. And John never will be.
But, Dad, you...
And your mother will probably never see Rich again either. She had a glimmer of hope, and then it was snatched away from her. She's in pieces. And all you can think about is yourselves.
You will be careful, Freddy, won't you? Don't do anything silly.
Don't worry, Lily. I won't let him.
I'm not going to anyway. I'm going to have a wonderful day.
Yes, darling, I'm sure you are. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
That is a very splendid sight.
Yes. Those red coats are very flattering.
You have to call them pink, darling.
I know, but I think that's silly. The hounds look so cute.
Perhaps not quite the adjective Oliver would use.
He's a nice man.
Yes. It was good of him to spend so much time with us.
I still don't like the idea of them killing the fox, though.
But, darling, they're not allowed to anymore. That's what he was explaining. They're just following a scent.
Good.
You know, you take after Grandma. She's never approved of hunting either.
I don't understand why Daddy did. He loved animals.
Well, it was the riding he liked, really. Between you and me, he used to be quite glad when the fox got away. But don't tell Oliver.
I won't.
Right. So, what shall we do now?
I don't know. Freddy won't be back for ages, will he?
No, he won't. So, we can have a special Boxing Day treat, just the two of us. Anything you like.
I think I'd just like to go home.
Really?
Yes, we could eat nice nibbly treats all day and watch something silly on telly.
What a very good idea. It's absolutely my favourite way to spend Boxing Day.
Dad's been a long time.
It's going to take him a long time to tell Mum what selfish children she's got.
Oh, Tom, don't.
I still can't believe he said that.
Neither can I.
Everything we said was absolutely justified.
But if he's seen how upset Mum is...
And I'm sorry about that. But honestly, what did they expect?
I don't know.
They should never have started this in the first place. It was always going to end in tears.
Once they realised John had a son, they were bound to want to find out more.
Technically, maybe it's true, but it doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
I'm being realistic, Helen. You of all people should understand that.
Why should I?
OK, let me ask you a question. Do you ever think about Henry's father?
Oh, well...
Honestly?
No. No, I don't. I've kind of forgotten he had one.
We all have. He's our boy now, the next Archer.
I see what you mean. You think that's how Sharon and her husband feel about Rich?
Of course they do. He belongs to them like Henry belongs to us.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Him being John's son, it doesn't mean anything. Not really.
It does to Mum.
Only because she's deluding herself. I'm sorry, but I really think she is.
Do you?
Yes. Rich existing isn't going to bring John back.
I know, but it's a very black and white way of looking at it, Tom.
I'm just telling it how it is, Helen.
It's not that simple for me. I'm not sure exactly why I'm finding this all so upsetting or even why I'm reacting the way I am.
You mustn't let Dad confuse you.
But he did. What he said shocked me.
Emotional blackmail to keep us quiet?
No. No, Tom, it's more complicated than that. I need to think this through.
There you are. One white wine spritzer.
Thank you.
Lunch won't be long. So, how was the rest of your Christmas?
Oh, OK. How was yours?
Oh, good. I didn't see much of Jamie yesterday. He was round at Natalie's.
Ah.
And Kenton and Jolene asked us to their do at the ball, which was nice.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I bumped into Lillian this morning.
Did you? Mm.
I told her I'd asked you round for lunch, so she said, would I remind you she needs the list?
What list?
Of people who are coming to your 60th. So she can send out the invitations.
I don't know if I can face it. Maybe I'll cancel it.
What? You can't do that.
I don't feel I've got much to celebrate.
Has something happened? You've been quiet since you got here.
I'm sorry.
You can tell me. You seem cheerful enough on Christmas Day.
I thought I could forget. If I threw myself into our family Christmas, I could forget. But I couldn't.
Is this about Rich?
I made a complete fool of myself on Christmas afternoon.
What happened?
Oh, it was all going so well. We were playing so happily with Henry. And then Helen said... She said, just think, this time last year, you didn't have a grandson.
Oh, I see.
And I thought, yes... Now I've got two. Only one I can never see. It was all too much. I just broke down.
Oh, Pat, I'm so sorry.
And then we had the most terrible row. The children were so angry with me.
What, for being upset?
I couldn't help it. There was Henry. Lovely, lovely Henry, who I see every day. And the thought that I was never going to see Rich again...
Again? What do you mean, again? Oh, Pat, you didn't.
Yes, we did. Tony and I. That's why Tom and Helen were so cross with me. We went up to Leeds and we met him.
Oh, Pat.
Just for 10 minutes. He didn't know who we were. I thought it would help.
But it hasn't?
No. It's made things worse. For everyone. I think it was a terrible mistake.
Right, that's the pasta on. Now for the sauce.
Honestly, Robert, you don't need to make anything for me. I shan't have time to eat lunch.
Of course you will.
I can grab a sandwich.
Why? Lily, Justin, Coriander and Oscar will be back from their walk soon and they'll certainly want feeding before they get on the motorway.
I know,
but... So you might as well join us. Sit down, relax and pass me that cheese.
Oh, here you are. It's just that there's so much to do.
Which I can help you with, too, after lunch. We're not due at the village hall till 2:30.
Yes, I know, but
you've had a very busy Christmas with all our guests.
I love having them here.
I know, but it's still work. And you've got a very busy day tomorrow.
Exactly, so
I'm... pour us both a glass of wine and relax for half an hour.
I thought if I could just see Rich... It would settle everything for me.
I can understand that.
It would be enough, and I could move on.
Oh, Pat, that wasn't very likely, was it?
I know. I was kidding myself. Because I wanted to see him so much.
And how was it when you did?
I thought I was prepared. I knew from the photos he looked like John. I'd steeled myself for that.
Well, did that work?
No. Because he's got some of John's mannerisms, too. I hadn't expected that.
No.
It was heart-stopping.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, Jamie has some of Sid's. Takes my breath away sometimes.
We were supposed to be old acquaintances they'd bumped into. I hope he didn't sense something wasn't quite right. I don't think he did.
No.
John would have. He was always so quick.
But he's not John.
I know. But that's how I'd been thinking of him. A piece of John. He's so much more.
of course.
He's his own person. Even in the short time we were together, I got such a strong sense of his personality.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? If you can separate him from John.
No. Because now I want to get to know him better. I want it so much.
I presume that's not going to happen.
Oh, no. The deal was, and they were very clear on this, that if they let us see him once, we'd promise to leave him alone in future. So, for the sake of 10 minutes with a grandson I shall never see again, I've totally alienated my own children.
Pat, I'm sure it's not as bad as that.
Oh, it is. They were so angry. I don't know if they're ever going to forgive me.
Well, it's been a big shock finding a cuckoo in their nest.
A cuckoo? You think that's how they see him?
Of course.
But he's John's son.
Yeah, but what does that actually mean to them? It just brings back painful memories of losing John.
Well, that's why it's so wonderful he left something behind.
Well, maybe they'll see that one day. At the moment, they're just jealous.
What?
Rich has been taking an awful lot of your attention. And Tony's.
They don't need to be jealous. Of course I have feelings for him, but that's nothing to do with what I feel for Tom, Ellen and Henry. How could it be?
You need to tell them that, Pat.
Now, a nice green salad, I think.
So, this afternoon, Robert, you've got the PA system to sort out.
Yeah, I know.
Then you can help me put up the fairy lights.
Right, you are.
And then... Oh, you are going to check the stage lighting, aren't you?
No, I thought we could do the whole thing in total darkness.
Oh, Robert, don't tease.
And total silence, too, come to that, if I forget to do the PA, which I won't.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to nag.
I just wish you'd relax. It'll be all right on the night.
If I had the first idea what Jazz is planning to sing, it might help.
No, he won't let you down.
What? After last week's fiasco, I'm not so sure.
It'll be fine.
Oh, hi, Mum. Did you have a nice time with Cathy?
Yes, thanks. She helped me get things in perspective.
Oh, well, I'm sure that was good.
I think so. Where's Henry?
Having his nap.
So, could you spare me 5 minutes?
Oh, I don't know, Mum. I don't want us to start arguing again.
Neither do I. Helen, I am so sorry.
Oh.
I see now how wrong it was for me and your dad to go and see Rich without telling you and Tom.
We'd asked you not to.
I know. We just got swept up. I just couldn't bear not to see him, even if it was only once.
Despite what we wanted?
Despite what anyone wanted. It was primeval. That's an explanation, not an excuse.
I am trying to understand.
I know you are.
I was looking at those photos of Rich on Facebook just now.
Were you?
He is very like John.
Even more in the flesh. He's got some of his mannerisms.
That must have been weird.
It was. I was seeing Rich for the first time, but then I saw John again. I'm just trying to explain why I reacted like I did when you said that about Henry.
Yes, about Henry. Henry, Mum, not Rich.
I know.
Do you? It seems now it's turned out that he's not your first grandchild. Henry just doesn't count anymore. That's what's really upsetting me, Mum.
You mustn't think that.
What else can I think?
It's not like that at all. If anything, this has made me love Henry even more.
Why?
Because it's made me realise how blessed I am to have my grandson in my house, where I can see him every day, watch him develop, love him as much as I want to. I'll never have that with Rich.
But not having that seemed more important to you.
No! Henry's always been extra precious because we nearly lost him. And now, well, he's even more.
Really?
Yes. If this had happened and I hadn't got Henry, I don't know what I might have done.
It's just, you've seemed lost in the past, back with John. And Tom and I felt the same, as if we didn't count anymore.
Losing John made me love you both more. If that's possible.
You never said that before.
I couldn't. I couldn't burden you with it. If you knew how much I loved you, the children I had left...
Oh, Mum. That's all I wanted to know. I hated feeling jealous. I wanted to be happy John has a son.
You can be. He's a lovely boy. And you know, Helen, he's called John too.
What?
Yeah. Rich is just a nickname.
So Sharon did love John after all?
I think she did. I wonder if she'll ever forgive us.
And let us meet him?
Who knows?
He may try to find us himself.
Maybe, I don't know. They say if you love someone, you have to let them go.
Yes.
I thought I'd learnt that lesson with John.
And I thought I'd learnt it with Greg. And then Annette turned up.
Oh, love. We've both had to learn it all over again, haven't we?
Well, I've checked the PA system now, so if you want to get started on the fairy light...
Afternoon, all. What a hive of activity.
And you've come as an extra bee.
No, no, I've come to rehearse. I shall need some help setting up, of course.
Well, shall I do that first, Lindy?
Yes, perhaps you'd better.
I'd be very grateful.
No problem. So, where is it?
What?
Your equipment.
Well, you should know. Where have you put it?
Well, I haven't put it anywhere.
Oh, I see. Sorry... Where is it, Linda?
What?
My equipment.
Well, haven't you brought it with you?
No. I thought you were going to get it for me. I described what I wanted.
I thought you were just explaining the setup.
Well, so you could get it for me.
Oh.
Part of the stage manager's job, I should have thought.
Leave me out of it.
Well, it is your show, Linda.
And it's your poem, Jim. No one else wants anything this complicated.
Look, I could probably sort you out something on the computer side, but...
I was relying on Linda for that.
Me? Why?
Because this sort of thing goes on at Grey Gables all the time. The place must be stuffed full of what we need. Hadn't you better phone them?
He loved all the equipment. Had a go at everything.
Sounds like a good afternoon. Wish I'd been able to come.
You should have seen him playing with the softballs.
Was he better than your pigs?
Of course. He's so great to be with. How Mum can make any comparison between him and this Rich?
I don't think she does exactly.
I don't know why Helen isn't even angrier.
Well, it sounds like Pat's reassured her Rich is no threat to Henry.
I'm not so sure.
If Helen's okay about it...
Only because Mum manipulated her.
I don't think that's very fair, Tom.
She played the John card. That trumps everything.
I really don't think your mum's that calculating.
I still think it's very generous of Helen to take everything Mum said at face value. Anyway, we'd better be getting ready. Jazza will never forgive us if we miss his big night.
But I don't understand why you won't just tell me what you're singing.
I want it to be a surprise.
Well, it'll be a surprise for everyone when you have no sound or lighting, because we don't know the music cues.
Yeah, it's all right, Lindy, I know them.
And I've told Patrick.
Oh, I see. I'm the only one in the dark then, am I?
You won't be, I've told you. I know the lighting cues.
Very good, pal.
This isn't funny, Robert.
Trust me, you'll love it.
Trust you? After what you sang last week. That was enough of a surprise to last me a lifetime.
And I'm going to make it up to you. This time, it'll be a nice surprise.
It will.
Don't panic. It'll be all right on the
night. Don't! If anybody else says that to me one more time, I shall scream.
Evening, Linda. Robert.
Let Jazza.
Evening.
Now, Linda, has my equipment arrived yet?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, dear. It's only just over an hour before the show starts. Hadn't you better do something about it,
Jim?
I have been doing something about it, Jim. I have been on the phone all day to Caroline, Ian, and practically every other member of the Grey Gables staff I could think of to track it all down for you. But with it being Christmas and them running a hotel, funnily enough, they were very busy.
What equipment? And did you succeed?
Of course she did. Don't worry, Jim. It's on its way.
I've left a message asking Ian to bring it when he comes with the food.
That's cutting it a bit fine.
understand. What equipment do you need to say a poem in Latin?
You'd be surprised.
I wash my hands of the whole thing.
Oh, now, Linda, there's no need to get into a state about this.
What?
Come on, Jim. Lindy's done her best for you. A thank you wouldn't go amiss.
Aye, that's true.
I'm sorry, Linda. I do appreciate all your hard work, really, I do.
Just hope it's worth it, that's all.
Trust me, my dear, it will be. I've got a little surprise for you.
Oh, no, not another one.
I've got a surprise for her, too.
I'm sure you'll like mine.
I'm sure you'll like mine better.
Gentlemen, please, I'm sure they'll be equally as good as each other and we'll all have a wonderful evening.
What do you think of this lipstick?
It's bright. Mm. You don't usually like red.
Vicky gave it to me.
Ah, you'd better wear it then. I think I'll wear Helen's tie.
Oh, is she coming? I wasn't sure.
I think so. If she can trust Mum and Dad to look after Henry properly.
Now you're just being silly.
I'm sure he won't be any trouble. I should think this afternoon wore him out.
You're very protective of Helen and Henry, aren't you?
Someone's got to be. I'm only looking after their interests.
Are you?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Maybe it's not as simple as that.
It couldn't be simpler. I'm protecting my sister and my nephew.
And yourself. Tom, you're so angry. Are you sure some of this isn't about you?
Why would I need protecting?
Because you think Rich isn't just a threat to them, he's a threat to you too.
How would he threaten me?
I don't know. That's what I'd like you to tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Yes, there is. Come on, Tom, I know you. You're holding something back.
Oh, it sounds so paranoid.
Well, maybe if you say it out loud, it won't seem so bad.
All right. It's just... Well, I can't stop wondering if Rich might turn up here one day.
When he's older?
Yes.
I suppose no one knows the answer to that.
Exactly.
And it would bother you if he did?
Yes.
Even if it made your mum happy?
It would depend why he'd come. I mean, if he wanted anything to do with the farm...
Oh, see.
I told you. Paranoid.
I don't think it's very likely. He doesn't even know there is a farm.
I know.
But I can see why you're concerned.
Can you? Really?
Of course. All the work you've put into Bridge Farm over the years. Naturally, you want to protect it.
I'm glad you understand.
Look, what exactly are you thinking might happen if he did turn up, as far as the farm was concerned?
I don't know. He might want a stake in it, a say in how we do things.
Oh, that's never going to happen. You can't think your mum and dad would allow it.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's exactly the same as what your mum said to Helen about Henry. You're the one who's been here all the time. You've given everything to Bridge Farm.
That doesn't seem to count for much at the moment.
Of course it counts. Since John died, you've dedicated yourself to working on the farm and building up his businesses.
I tried.
And succeeded. If you hadn't, who knows what might have happened when E. coli struck. You saved Bridge Farm.
I don't know about that.
Well, I do. This kid may be John's son, but you're his heir.
Ah, wasn't that lovely?
Most original.
It was Albanian, wasn't it? I've never heard Albanian music before.
I don't suppose anyone has. I hope James's photo comes out. Little Anna looked so sweet.
Yeah, they're a lovely family. All coming to support her.
Elona's certainly being very helpful to Peggy.
Yeah, she says her ankle's much better.
Good. Now, Vicky, I really think we should make a start.
Peggy went to Matt and Lillian's for Christmas lunch and then saw Jack in the afternoon.
Fascinating, but we really need to get on.
Oh, Linda, here you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Jim, what is it now? Ian and Kathy are about to start serving the main course.
I know, and my equipment hasn't come yet.
Oh, dear, and you're on next, aren't you?
Well, not until the start of the second half.
Oh.
I told you what Ian said. He couldn't fit it in with all the food, so Caroline will bring it down as soon as she can.
Well, it doesn't look as if that's going to be soon enough, does it?
Well, she's got to come before the end. I mean, she's judging the table decorations, and we're going to announce the winner after the last act, aren't we?
Oh, in that case, perhaps the best thing would be for me to close the show. Shall I tell Jazza, or will you?
No one is going to tell Jazza anything. I've had enough problems with him already.
But if my equipment doesn't arrive in time...
I'm sure it will, Jim. You know what they say. It'll be all right on the night.
What do you think of the food, Jazza?
Too fiddly. All these wee bits and pieces. I like something you can get your teeth into.
What about the entertainment?
Oh, some of it's not so bad. I couldn't understand a word Reese was saying.
He was reading it in English.
I know, that was the trouble. You two seem to be enjoying yourselves.
It is Christmas.
At last. It seemed to be a long time coming.
It's arrived now. Thanks to you, Mrs. Claus.
Here, break it up. What is this? Will and Nick been giving you ideas?
I certainly don't want to let this one escape. She's a treasure.
No, don't worry, Jazza. You don't need to be buying your top hat just yet.
Everything all right here? You all enjoying yourselves?
These pair are.
Good. Where's your dad?
He's just gone to sort something out for Jim. Oh, look. So we're ready to get going again.
Oh, what's all that, though?
Jim's equipment. Thank goodness it arrived in time.
What do you need all that for?
Search me. I thought he was reading a Latin poem.
He is?
Oh, Lord. Is he going to do a PowerPoint presentation of it?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read to you this evening from Virgil's Georgics, Book 2, lines 513 to 531, to be precise. For those of you who don't know it, it's a poetic handbook on the arts of husbandry, should any of the farmers here want to borrow my copy. Don't worry, as I said, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I've chosen some lines on the pleasures of winter after the hard work of the agricultural year that may strike a chord. It even ends with a darts match. And it begins, Agricola incolvo terram demovit aratro. But, alas, such is the decline of the teaching of classics in our education system that I thought I'd better provide a translation. So, if you will give me and my able assistant a few moments.
What was all that about? I didn't understand any of that.
The last bit was in Latin.
Before that?
I suppose he's going to put the English translation up on the screen.
Oh, at least it'll give us something to read.
Oh, great. But why'd a good night end with a book?
Sorry, Lindy, I just had to press that button for Jim.
I don't understand, Robert. That's Latin on the screen, isn't it? He said he was going to give us a translation.
He is.
Thank you, Robert. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. But still the farmer furrows the land with his curving plough. The land is his annual labour. It keeps his native country. I'm sorry, I can see I've confused people.
That's English, Robert. He's reading in English.
Yes, Lindy, he certainly is.
I shall be reading a translation of this wonderful poem in English, just in case there were any doubts. Classical scholars among you can follow the Latin on the screen. So, it keeps his native country, his little grandsons and herds of cattle and trusty bullocks. Unresting the year teems with orchard fruit or young of cattle or sheaves of corn.
Leonie's done you a plate of food, Lindy.
Oh.
You haven't eaten a thing yet.
Well, that's sweet of her, but I can't. Not till it's over. I'm too nervous.
It's all gone so well. You can rest on your laurels now.
Huh? Don't you believe it? It's Jazza's song next, and I still don't know what he's singing.
Oh, don't worry. Jim's surprise turned out all right, didn't it?
I have to apologise to all the folks who were expecting a Scottish Christmas song. But it turns out we save all our energy for Hugman A. Bearing in mind this is Christmas around the world, as Linda never stopped reminding me, I thought I could cross the ocean as so many of we Scots have done in the past. I hope you like what I've found. Patrick? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now all your...
Oh, Robert, that's beautiful.
Like
what
it.
A lovely song. Fancy Jazza coming up with it.
It's been an evening full of surprises.
Yes, it has indeed.
And all of them good ones. Thanks to you.
Oh.
Happy Christmas, Lindy.
Oh, Robert.
Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore.
ones who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
Bye then, Vicky.
Oh, I thought she'd never go.
Oh, you know Vicky when she gets talking.
I only popped in for some mints, not a minute-by-minute rundown of last night's show. I mean, we were there.
Do you know, I think it was a bit of a fixer winning the table decoration competition. I mean, she was one of the helpers. I don't think she should have been allowed to take part.
Well, that would have cut out half the village if you included the arts too. Anyway, I'd better be getting on.
Oh, look, don't forget your mints. Oh. Did you come in the van?
Yeah, I was just on my way home.
Oh, good. You can take a box of stuff back for me. Save me having to carry it.
What kind of stuff?
Oh, just a few things I need for tonight's tea.
You haven't bought more food. I mean, we can hardly close the fridge as it is. I think there's even a few canapés left.
Oh, but Chelsea and Brad aren't going to eat those, are they? I told Tracy I'd get something for him.
Well, if it's not crisps or chocolate, don't bother. Those kids managed to pack it all away without being sick.
They're used to it, I suppose. Not like poor Rory. Mm. I wonder if I should ring Jennifer to see how he is.
Well, isn't it a bit late for that?
Well, I didn't want to do it straight away. You could see how embarrassed she was by the whole thing.
Not as embarrassed as we shall be if she finds out Tracy was feeding him chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it would be better just to leave it.
Talking of leaving things and Tracy...
What's she done now?
She's still here. You said you'd tell her she needed to move on once Christmas was over.
But it isn't.
Well, we're back at work.
But we're the exception, Neil. Christmas lasts till the new year these days.
I don't want her to think she's a permanent fixture.
No, neither do I, but... Well, it hasn't been so bad, has it?
If you say so.
It was nice having some children around at Christmas again.
Well, you've got George and Kira. They'll do for me.
Hi, Susan.
Oh,
afternoon. Nick. So, where's this box then, Susan?
Oh, out the back.
Right. Oh, I'd better go and get it then. Oh, good luck for the big day, Nick.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I bet you're excited, aren't you?
Oh, not as excited as Mia.
Oh, bless her. How's it going?
All right. I think. We had the hairdresser round last night to do a trial run of her hair and makeup.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I do feel more secure about it. Oh. And it was fun.
I'm sure it was. And your hair still looks nice.
Oh, not as good as it did then. Helen bought some pink champagne.
Oh, my word.
Mum rustled up a few nibbles.
Oh, quite a party then.
Mia loved it, staying up with the big girls.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, I do want the children to be a big part of this. I don't want them to feel left out.
Well, George certainly doesn't. He never stops talking about being the ring bearer.
Yeah. And Jake and Mira are coming down the aisle with me.
Oh, do you know, I think that's a lovely twist on tradition, them giving you away.
Well, there's some things I want to stick to. Will's going to stay at Roy and Haley's the night before the wedding, so he won't see me till the ceremony.
I should think so, too.
Mm, he took some persuading.
It's bad luck otherwise.
What's bad luck?
Oh, for the bridegroom to see the bride before the ceremony on the wedding day.
Bad luck afterwards, sometimes.
Take the notice of
him. I won't.
How is Will, anyway? Nervous?
Oh, very. Roy's taking him out for a drink this lunchtime to run through a few things.
Now, you know what music we want, don't you?
Yeah. Vangelis, Shania Twain and Handel.
And you've got all the CDs?
Yes, because you gave them to me.
And you've marked all the right tracks?
You gave me a list of those, too.
And you've checked with the registrar that it's all right to use them?
Yes. She thought they were very tasteful. Hmm. Some people make odd choices, apparently.
Right, and the vowels. She's all right with the vowels?
You're using some of the ones that they suggest, so that's hardly likely to be a problem.
Well, I just want to be sure. You know, they might have given us an out-of-date booklet or something.
They might, but they didn't. I've checked everything with the registrar. I've double-checked, in fact. It's all fine.
Good. Now, how about Grey Gables?
What about it?
Well, everyone knows what they're doing at the reception.
I told you I'd keep an eye on it for you. I can't believe you've asked me that. I'm really hurt.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just teasing you. Everyone's really looking forward to this wedding. They'll do their absolute best for you and Nick.
I know. It's just... Well, things like... Dad bringing the cake up tomorrow morning. The kitchen does know about that.
Ian himself will be standing on the doorstep waiting for it with open arms.
And the room's all right? We can still have the Darrington room.
Of course you can. Well, Caroline was hardly going to give it away to someone else at this late stage, was she?
Oh, I don't know.
They've assured me that the Darrington room will be all ready for you by the big day.
You mean it isn't ready now?
Of course not. There's still 3 days to go. They're probably using it for something else, and obviously there's a lot that can't be done till the day itself.
Obviously, yeah. Well, everything else is all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, is it? Oh, come on, Roy, tell me. What's the matter?
There is a tiny, tiny problem with the chandelier.
What? Oh, no, Nick loves that chandelier. What kind of problem? How tiny?
One of their Christmas parties got a bit boisterous, apparently, and someone knocked off a couple of the dangly bits.
They didn't.
Don't worry. Caroline's getting it fixed.
But suppose something goes wrong? Suppose it ends up in pieces all over the floor?
Well, she's going to ask the maintenance man to do it, not Del Boy Rodney.
We have to have a different room, and Caroline hasn't got one free. Where would we go? We'd have to call the whole thing off. Oh,
for heaven's sake, Will. It'll take about half an hour to replace the broken bits. It's no big deal.
Well, not to you, but...
Not to anybody. I mean, no one would probably have noticed, even if they hadn't done it. But for you, Caroline wants everything to be perfect.
So do I. When's this maintenance man coming?
What on earth is going on here?
Oh, Neil, thank goodness you've come. The piglets have got out.
I can see that, but how?
Oh, we just went to take a look at them. Chelsea thinks they're so cute. She thought she'd like to stroke one.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Tracy, they're not pets. Brad, don't do that. You're just making things worse. Chelsea, stop that.
Oh, well, it's all good exercise, isn't it? For us and the pigs.
Tracy, this isn't funny. Not the slightest bit. Now, just get your two back in the house where they can't do any more damage than they've done already, will you?
They were only trying to help.
Well, they're not. I'm never going to get the pigs back in their pen with your kids screaming and running about. Get them inside. And then you can come back.
Me?
Yes. It's going to take the two of us to get this mess sorted. Quickly, please. I'm going to get aboard.
Yes, Caroline. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, right. Sorry to have bothered you. Bye.
So, is everything all right? You believe me now?
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to hear it from Caroline.
And what did she say?
That the maintenance man is coming tomorrow, and it is only a small problem.
And the cake?
Oh, yeah, Ian knows all about that, too.
So you do trust me now, or do you want to ring the registrar as well?
No, of course not. I am sorry, Roy. I know I'm being a bit of a pain.
Just a bit.
But it isn't about me, it's about Nick. I want everything to be perfect for her.
I know you do.
I want to give her the wedding she deserves. I love her so much.
I know you do. And it will be fine. Believe me.
What on earth's been going on here? What's happened to me garden?
The piglets got out. We've only just managed to get them back into their pen.
Oh, how did that happen?
You want to tell her, Tracy?
Chelsea just wanted to give one of them a cuddle. We didn't mean all of them to get out.
Only they did. And it's taken us an hour to get them back in their pen, and the garden is wrecked.
Well, I'm sure it looks worse than it is.
It's just not on, Tracy. These piglets are my livelihood. They're what pay for this house and the food I put on the table.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't behave as if you know. It doesn't seem like you or your kids respect that at all.
We just didn't think.
Well, try. This isn't a petting zoo, and what happened wasn't funny.
I know. I'm sorry, I really am. The kids are too. It won't happen again.
Yeah, too right it won't. This is the last straw. I know Susan thinks this can wait, but I...
Until we've all had a nice cup of tea.
Susan?
Why don't you go and make us one, Tracy? I'm sure you could do with one, too, after all your exertions.
Yes. Yeah, of course. It's the least I can do.
I wouldn't say that.
I'll see if I can find some cake.
Good idea.
It
It's not going to work, Susan. You are not going to put me off this time.
No, I'm not trying to. But you're angry now.
Don't you think I've got good reason to be?
Of course you have. But losing your temper isn't the way to get Tracy out.
As long as she goes, I don't much care how it happens.
It won't happen at all unless we do it properly. I want him to go too.
Doesn't look much like it to me.
But this isn't the way to go about it. I need to talk to Dad.
But she can do that, Susan, if we suggest it to her.
I don't think so. Look, if Dad invites her and the kids to stay, then it's more likely to happen. And that way she won't just think we're throwing her out.
But...
No, Neil. Let me talk to Dad.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be back this soon. What are you going to talk to Pete about the shoot after you'd seen Roy?
Oh, that didn't take long. Pete knows what he's doing.
Good. I don't want you to spend our wedding day worrying about it.
I promise you, I'll only have eyes for you.
That's nice to know.
Anyway, I wanted to get back. I want to spend as much time as possible with you before Saturday.
Oh, you're only going to be away for one night, and then, well, we'll be together forever.
I know. I can't wait.
Neither can I. Oh, Mum was on the phone. She's all set to drive me and Jake and Mia up to Grey Gables in the morning.
Oh, good. What about Helen?
What about her?
Well, is she coming to Grey Gables separately?
Or? Oh, yeah, we'll meet her there.
Well, she doesn't know she's got to be there early.
Yeah, she wrote a timetable out for us last night.
Oh, what a good idea.
Well, she's worse than you.
Emma wasn't there, though.
No. Did you expect me to invite her?
No, of course not. I meant she wasn't there to go through the timetable.
Oh, no, she didn't need to.
But she's bringing George. He's got to come early. He's the ring bearer.
I know.
Well, we can't have the ceremony without the rings if they're late.
They won't be. As far as George is concerned, he is the most important person at the wedding.
He's excited, isn't he?
Just a bit.
George wouldn't let me down.
No one is going to let you down.
I know, but I can't help worrying. I just want everything to be perfect for you.
As long as you turn up, it will be. That's all I care about.
Well, at least it's stopped raining now.
That was some downpour. I was afraid it would wash some of that slurry down into the brook.
No, it doesn't seem to have. I've walked up and back right down to the Am, and there's no sign of any pollution. And certainly no dead fish, thank God.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, we don't need any more rain, though. Let's hope it holds off.
Yeah.
Oh, fingers crossed. I'll check the weather forecast later.
And we'd better tell Pip and Josh.
Oh, it'll keep. Aren't they watching one of their new DVDs or something?
Yeah, but I said I'd let them know when you got back. They're really worried.
Are they? I didn't want all this to spoil Christmas for them.
Well, it didn't, I'm sure. But they both know what a lot of money it's going to take to solve this problem. And they're wondering where we're going to get it.
Aren't we all?
I wish Joe would hurry up. I mean, there's loads I should be doing.
Oh, well, you get on then. I can see to it.
No. I promised Will I would take the delivery of his wedding cake with my own fair hands. I don't want to let him down.
That's very good of you.
No, I don't want him getting any more nervous than he already is. I mean, if Joe tells him I wasn't there to collect it...
I don't think he could be any more nervous. He was in enough of a state because Eddie got this last-minute job and couldn't deliver it this morning.
Well, I'd be in a state if I thought my wedding cake was being transported in a pony and trap.
Here we are. Oh, joke of the devil.
Oh, good heavens.
Where are we putting these
down? Joe, don't care. Let me help you with that.
If you could just take the top off.
Oh, let me take one.
Right,
you should have left it in the trap. We could have helped you in with it.
Here, put it there. Put it there to clear the space.
Oh, that's a relief. Yeah. I'll just shut the door.
But why didn't you at least carry them in one at a time?
Well, it'd make three journeys. Perry put the layers in separate boxes, so it wouldn't have hurt if I dropped one.
I think it would. Well,
we never dreamt you'd try and carry them in yourself.
Well, I wouldn't have, only her. Will is very nervous about this wedding.
We know.
Yeah, all the more reason to be careful.
All the more reason to stick to what I promised him. I said I'd deliver it to you personal, and I have. Now, where's this broken chandelier, then?
So there's no runoff?
Not as far as I can tell, no.
And it's not going to get worse?
We can't say that, Josh. Not for certain.
Mum and Dad are thinking of relining the lagoon.
Yeah, we are.
But it's going to be really expensive.
I'm afraid it is.
When you're worried enough about the milk already.
Well, you know, prices are better than they were.
We still don't get the best price for ours, though.
No. I'm afraid we may be in for a bit of a bumpy ride this coming year.
We shall have to consider our options very carefully.
We'd better think about what they are then, hadn't we?
Good idea.
We didn't mean to worry you.
Mum, it's our farm. We know what's going on. We know you might have some tough choices to make.
We'd like to know what they are.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
That's very adult of you.
We are adults. Well, I am anyway.
So am I.
Why don't we put our heads together now, see what we can come up with?
It'll be a good time, with Ben round at his friend's.
Well, it's not very Christmassy.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather go on watching your DVD?
No, this is much more important.
See, this is where the two bits got damaged.
Yeah, right.
And these are the replacements. You can't see the difference at all.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to tell from down here.
Exactly.
If you just let me come up the ladder and look for myself.
Absolutely not. Don't even think about it.
Well, because of all that health and safety nonsense.
Because I don't want you spending Will's wedding in hospital. He'd never forgive
me. Well, I wasn't meaning I'd come right to the top. A couple of steps would do it.
Joe, know what you're doing? You'll have us both over.
Oh.
Joe! Oh. Out of the way, Joe. I'm coming down.
Yeah. It's any on, Miss...
Oh, just hold the ladder.
Oh. Got it now?
Yes. It was a near thing. I told you how dangerous it was.
That ladder of yourn can't be very stable.
Not when it's got two people on it, no. What were you thinking?
Well, I just wanted to be able to tell Will I checked the chandelier with my own eyes.
You're lucky it's still there at all. If I'd had to hang on to it to steady the ladder...
Oh, sorry, Mrs.
Well, no harm done, thank goodness.
It's just... Will's last wedding turned into be such a fiasco.
Yeah.
We want everything to go absolutely right for the lad this time.
Oh, Joe, we all do. We'll make sure it's a perfect day for him.
So, trying to find a better price by selling directly to the supermarkets doesn't seem to be a way forward.
No. You tried, didn't you, Mum?
We need to find other ways of selling at premium price.
Couldn't we have a milk round like Ed and Mike?
Well, no. I mean, the trouble with that is that they've already got that market pretty much covered in this area.
I suppose they do. Yeah.
Of course, if we can't get a better price, the other route is to cut costs.
You're not thinking of changing to a more intensive system?
Like Debbie's mega dairy?
No, that isn't our kind of farming at all.
Good.
I suppose you could go the other way.
How do you mean?
Well, cut costs by having a smaller herd.
I'm afraid we wouldn't produce enough milk to get a decent return if we did that.
Then how about increasing the size of the herd? A bit. Nothing mega big.
Well, it's a possibility.
We could scale up production without increasing costs if we expanded our grass-based system.
Well, only by losing the sheep. And Dad wouldn't want that, would you?
Not if we can help it. It's a family tradition. Your great-grandfather was very proud of his sheep.
And passed on his skills to your granddad.
Hassett Hills does well for us. There's something we're all ignoring, isn't there?
What?
We could come out of dairy altogether and concentrate on the sheep and the beef cattle.
We can't do that. Brookfield with no dairy, that's impossible.
I feel the same, Josh.
I knew that would be your first reaction, but if we are considering all the options...
Even so...
No, absolutely not.
What do you think, Dad?
I wouldn't be happy. I promised my father I'd keep Brookfield a mixed farm.
Granddad was always such a practical man. He knew times changed.
Yes, he was, but...
He persuaded his dad to get into pigs, didn't he?
He did, but that was more about adding a new enterprise.
Well, maybe that's what we should be thinking about.
Well, maybe it is.
I'm just saying, Brookfield would still be a mixed farm. Mixed doesn't have to include dairying.
It does for me and Mum.
I'd really take some convincing it was the way forward.
You might be surprised. My friend Maggie's mum and dad were forced to come out of dairying.
The Rawlings? What, that farm over Loxley Barrett
way? That's right.
I know who you mean. I used to meet them at the co-op. They were very unhappy about it.
Yes, but they're not now. Maggie says they got over the trauma surprisingly quickly.
Really?
Yes, she says it's given them the time and the energy to pursue other projects on the farm.
Yeah, well, I suppose it would.
It would need to if the milk check wasn't coming in.
But it's not just that. Not being tied to milking means they can have more of a social life and even take some holidays.
I'd rather have the cows. I think I would too. Mm. Tempting though you make it sound, Pip.
You said we should look at all the options.
No, we did. And I'm glad you brought it up. Even if we do reject it, we need to know why we are.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
It is. Clary certainly knows how to ice a cake.
Those lovely pink and silver flowers.
Look, her piping's pretty good too.
I'm glad you took it all out of the boxes.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to check nothing had been shaken off in Joe's trap.
It's going to make a wonderful centrepiece for your wedding breakfast.
You know, I'm really looking forward to catering that. It's nice to do something out of the ordinary.
Oh, it makes a change from smoked salmon and beef Wellington.
Anyway, I don't need to think about that till Sunday. I ought to be getting on with tonight's meal.
Yes, of course.
Plus, I'd kind of like to get a bit of prep done for New Year's Eve.
Should I help you put the tears back in their boxes?
Oh, thank you. I'd be happier if they were out of harm's way.
So would I.
I can store them in the larder.
Good idea. Right, where'd you put the boxes?
They're over there, but I think it would be better to bring the box to the cake.
Yes, of course. What was I thinking?
Smallest box for the top tier.
Thank you. I'll just put this back down.
And careful of the floor there. It's a bit... Slippy. Caroline. You all right?
Yes. I think so.
Are you sure? Well, that was quite a tumble you took.
Oh, never mind about me. Look at the cake. Oh, Ian. What are we going to do?
I've just put the kettle on. I thought we could all do with a nice, soothing cup of tea.
Great. Was a bit of a marathon session.
Well, we certainly covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we did. They're pretty impressive, our kids, don't you think?
Yeah. It's sweet Josh is so loyal to the farm.
Yeah. And Pip has thought really deeply about it.
I know. But, David, you don't really think it's going to come to that, do you? Going out of dairying?
Well, I hope not. You know it's not what I want.
Well, that's good to hear.
But you know, Pip's right. We can't rule anything out.
I am so sorry, Ian. If I hadn't picked the cake up... Oh, how can I have been so stupid?
But it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, if I hadn't mopped down the floor to get rid of Joe's muddy boot marks...
You can't blame yourself for wanting a clean kitchen.
Yeah, a wet kitchen floor is an accident waiting to happen. Second rule in Chef's Handbook.
What's first?
Don't drop the wedding cake.
Oh, don't.
Look, it's not the end of the world. We only lost the top tier.
Well, if I hadn't landed on it...
Okay, well, look on the bright side. At least it broke your fall.
I don't know how you can joke about it.
Look, I've had worse things happen. At least this is fixable. I'll just have to make another one.
When? You've got tonight's meal, the dinner dance tomorrow.
Well, I certainly won't have time to make a fruitcake. It'll have to be sponge, but I mean, that won't take long.
The icing will.
Yeah. Well, that might be a late night job.
If I can help, mix the icing.
No, and at least sponge wedding cakes are quite fashionable.
Not when the other two tiers are fruit.
Look, the guests won't notice. They've usually had so much to drink by the time the cake comes round, they don't care.
Will a nickel notice when they cut into it?
Well, you'll just have to make sure they cut into the bottom tier.
Yeah. Yeah, I can guide them. I'll hand them the knife.
Just make sure someone whips the top tier away at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we often get asked to do that.
And then the waitresses can start cutting it up.
And handing it round at the back of the room.
Now, my biggest problem is going to be replicating Clary's icing.
Oh, you can copy it from the other tiers.
Yeah, I know, but icing a cake... It's like a signature.
Oh, only Clary had noticed that. I'll make sure she gets a piece of her own cake.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to be examining the top tier
with a... Oh, good Lord, the top tier. Some people ask us to save it so they can use it as a christening cake.
Well, at least they won't notice it was sponge until after the wedding.
Yeah, but when they did, I would really feel we'd let them down.
I mean, do we even know that Will and Nick want children? I mean, haven't they got enough already?
I don't know. I can hardly ask them on their wedding day, can I?
Look, you'll just have to whip the second tier away too. I mean, they can save that. I can't worry about a christening cake now, Caroline. I've got a wedding cake to make.